have repeatedly warned about a CUDA culture that is seeking to supplant human exceptionalism with utilitarianism, hedonism, and radical environmentalism as the foundations of societal mores and law. In that regard, I have written about how Cass Sunstein, President Obama's nominated regulation czar, wants animals to be able to sue their owners and others. Similarly, a radical environmentalist organization influenced Ecuador to create the, quote, rights of nature in its new constitution. Much has been made in some circles that John P. Holdren, Obama's science czar, promoted trees being granted legal standing to sue back in the 1970s. Last month, illustrating the growth and respectability of this particular approach, a, quote, contributing writer for ideas at the Boston Globe wrote a long piece on flora and fauna bringing lawsuits. From Sued by the Forest by Rebecca Tuhus Dubrow, quote, last February, the town of Shapley, Maine, population 2,326, passed an unusual ordinance. Like nearby town, Shapley sought to protect its aquifers from the Nestle Corporation, which draws heavily on the region for its Poland Spring bottled water. Some Maine towns had acquiesced, others had protested, and one was locked in a protracted legal battle. Shapley tried something new, a move at once humble in its methods and audacious in its ambition. At a town meeting, residents voted 114-66 to endow all the town's natural assets with legal rights. Natural communities and ecosystems possess inalienable and fundamental rights to exist, flourish, and naturally evolve within the town of Shapley, the statute said. It further decreed that any town resident had standing to seek relief for damages caused to nature, permitting, for example, a lawsuit on behalf of a stream. Shapley is one of about a dozen U.S. municipalities to have passed measures declaring that nature itself has rights under the law. And in 2008, when Ecuador adopted a new constitution, it recognized nature's right to exist, persist, maintain itself, and regenerate its own vital cycles, structure, functions, and its evolutionary processes. A campaign is also underway in Europe for a UN Universal Declaration of Planetary Rights, which would attempt to enshrine such principles in international law, following the model of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, close quote from the article. Of course, it would be actually environmental radicals doing the suing, with the intent of shutting down virtually all exploitation of our natural resources. When I speak about these issues, the audience often rolls their eyes and chuckle, ha ha, what will they think of next? But such it-can't-happen-here denial isn't going to stop those committed to the cause from pushing these agendas into our body politic and laws. To the contrary, it helps them because people don't mobilize to resist. Again from the Boston Globe article, quote, critics dismiss the idea as grandstanding that could clog the courts with frivolous cases. But proponents see it as part of an ongoing progression, an expansion of rights that slowly brings about an increasingly just society. After all, not so long ago, slaves and women were in some legal regimes deemed property, just as nature is today. Now we all accept universal human rights. The concept of animal rights has also become familiar, if much more contested. Advocates of this agenda see the extension of rights to ecosystems as the natural next step. This is not only anti-human exceptionalism, but it devalues the concept of rights altogether in much the same way that wild inflation devalues currency. After all, if rocks and streams are rights possessors, human rights cease to be special, and the very concept of rights itself become ho-hum. And so nature rights, even more than animal rights, would undermine our prosperity and diminish our self-perception as a uniquely important species, a concept that is necessary for our also being willing to bear the important responsibilities we owe as the only duties-bearing species in the known universe to ourselves, our posterity, and to the environment. Anyone who thinks that such a radical alteration in the law, such as nature rights, can't happen here, just hasn't been paying attention for the last 20 years. The only way to stop it is to take the threat seriously and mobilize politically and intellectually against it. I'm Wesley J. Smith, and that's my opinion. Thanks for listening.